The Novos.
The Novos. I feel good. Feel good Friday.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. How are you feeling, Stephen?
I'm feeling okay. I feel actually a little bit naked.
Oh, why is that?
Because I don't have my breakfast smoothie with me.
Uh-oh.
I mean, just, all kinds of shambles.
In fact, so we've been working together how long now?
Oh, I don't know, a year maybe? I don't know.
I have never seen Stephen without his breakfast smoothie. So he has it in this like little Tupperware container.
Have it in like a protein shaker type cup.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it's quite a thick smoothie, so much so he's always given it a little shake and a tick 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 tick, and then he has a sip. And you watch it as the gloop goes down into his mouth. And you know that level of thickness means that there's a lot of energy in that. So I am worried about today.
Look, hopefully I'll be all right. It's a feel-good Friday. I'll battle through. How are you feeling, Jess?
I'm good. I'd be feeling so off-kilter, though. That means, like, no food for your tummy.
Well, I've got, like, a little apple with me here now.
That'll do it.
I've got bits and bobs, but it's not the same as a smoothie. Because normally I drink the smoothie early, because who can eat it this time?
Stephen's one of the biggest snackers I know this early
Nothing
in the
wrong
morning.
With being a big snacker,
In
mate.
Fact, he has a big bag there. I think it's all food. Because it keeps coming out. There's muesli bars, bananas, apples.
Bless.
This is the usual little bag of treats, that sort of stuff. But no smoothie. It's a concern.
You'll be all right.
We'll battle through. That's not the only thing, I guess, that's making me feel a bit off kilter.
Oh, yes.
Kath not here today either, which is a shame. She's been, like, proper under the weather,
no good.
So, fingers crossed. And you know what? Like, Kath has coined the Newcastle hustle.
Yeah.
Sometimes she works too hard.
That's it.
You know, like,
yeah.
Doesn't know when to take the time off. So, fingers crossed, 3 days off here. We'll get it right as rain and we'll get, you know, the Kath we know and love back for Monday.
Exactly
right.
That's it. It's going to be a great Friday, though. Show must go on. Show will go on.
Yes.
Prizes, all that sort of stuff is going to be happening.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
But it certainly is a feel-good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Quavo, I can only apologise if I seem distracted throughout today's show.
What's happened?
Well, I will most certainly be online shopping. Today, Black Friday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
While my mind loves the deals and loves the saving, I'm doing a bit of, like, girl maths, if you will. my bank account is not going to be very happy with me after the next 24 hours or
is
so.
Is there any areas that you're specifically targeting, or are you just like blanket going Black Friday deals into Google?
Well, you know what? If they
enter,
if I think it's their job to sell it to me. What I am looking for is, like, I am interested in flights.
Oh,
so I'm hoping to get some cheap flights today and, like, secure a bit of a getaway next year at some point.
Nice,
but yeah, you know what? It's their job to sell to me,
right?
But,
okay,
you know, everyone's got Black Friday sales on today. Why should I shop with you? That's what I'm looking for when I'm scrolling
when
online.
Typing away, tip tappy typing. Well, good luck in your search.
Thank you, sir.
And yeah, if you are distracted, I'll just like maybe I'll get a little bell or something that I can ring. Ding ding ding, like when you're at reception and no one's at the desk.
Are you looking for any deals today?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I'm gonna be trying to sell some.
All right. Well, you keep the bell then, because I'll be the only one getting distracted.
Ding ding ding. Hey, Stephen, we're back on here. All right. Unclick. Whatever you're about to click on.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, protests this weekend could see shipping activity grind to a halt in Newcastle?
Yeah, so Rising Tide, which is a climate activist group, have been saying for weeks and weeks and weeks they're going to have a protest this weekend. It's going to block the port of Newcastle for 30 hours. They've apparently been talking with police. Everyone knows about it. It's going ahead, but yeah, it's expected to grind any sort of shipping activity to a halt, and not just the main export out of Newcastle port, coal, but things like wheat, metal, aluminium, anything that goes in and out on a ship is pretty much going to be grounded to a halt.
Do you think, like, the police are consulted about this sort of stuff? They just go, can you do something else?
Yeah. Or something less annoying?
Yeah.
Because then they've got to be out there on their boats, I'm guessing. And just going, is that person in a kayak, have they crossed across this little... are they against the law? Is this person against... like, that's their job all weekend, though, isn't it? Like, out with measuring tapes and stuff like that.
Literally.
Anyway, tough... tough break for them to be on shift for that.
Yeah. The only positive is, you know, peaceful protest. That's, you know.
Well, yeah. At least it's not like the random, like we saw Blockade Australia do all those random, like, tie themselves to machinery out of the blue protests.
Yeah, they're not rioting or anything like that. They've done it the right way, I guess.
That is true.
Which is, you know, credit to it.
Yep, exactly right. Okay. Switching gears a little bit, they're knocking up a couple of windmills in the Upper Hunter, yeah?
Yeah, so first we're worried about them off the coast. Now they're going to be here on land. Ark Energy wants to put 56 wind turbines 10 k's east of Muswellbrook. The state government has decided it's a state significant project. There have been some objections against it, though, not surprisingly. So the Independent Planning Commission now has to decide ultimately on whether the project goes ahead or not. So there's a couple of community meetings and more submissions are being taken as well, and they're all due on December 15.
Ah, very good.
I just love the humour of, like, you know, they're like, let's put them 20 k's offshore. And everyone went, that's too close. So they went, you know what we'll do then? We'll put them on land.
Yeah.
Bring them closer.
Right, that's too far from the water. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Where else can you put
them? Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Literally.
Exactly. You can't even put them underground, these ones, because they need the wind. That's the problem.
Bugger.
Yeah, they're running out of options of where to put these things. Maybe in the sky. That's another option as well.
Ooh, they're thinking.
That's why I'm up here for thinking and down here
floating,
for drinking.
Floating, like on clouds and stuff.
Well, look, we put all those computers in the clouds. Why can't we put windmills
in
the clouds?
This is very true.
Talking when you go overseas, a lot of people are with, you know, Christmas coming up and school holidays.
It is the season.
Exactly right. This is the season for travel. But there's this, I guess it's a menu has been leaked from a flight in China.
Okay.
Now, you might be expecting, you know, things might be a bit unusual with the food on there. It might be something different you might not have tried before.
Duck or something on a plane. That'd
exactly.
be pretty cool.
Yeah, especially, and this is a menu that's come out from business class.
Oh, okay.
So at this point, you're thinking, you know, this is full of bit, could be a bit fancy. You're going, oh, what, business class? Maybe we'll get ourselves a little escargot or maybe some, you know, caviar, something like that. Anyway, the lunch/dinner appetizer information comes out. It comes on a little menu, you know, lovely folded piece of cardboard or something. You open it up and it's got the smoked pepper beef or vanilla shrimp, already a bit unusual. And then the second line is imported dog food with okra.
Really? Translation issue?
Well, that's the thing, because then somebody had a photo of the food that came out.
Well, curiosity killed the cat. They had to order it, did they?
They had to pick it because they were like, well, we've got to see what this is.
Yeah,
this is the most
absolutely.
Outrageous thing I've ever seen. Or curiosity killed the dog, if you will. And out it comes. It looks like a slice of one of those, you know, big dog rolls that you get.
The logs.
Yeah, like I think it's called VIP at the supermarket, and it comes out the big sausage roll thing, mm-hmm. and you get the, you know, you cut the end bit off, and then you slice through it with the knife, and you get this circle of compressed meat and other bits and pieces.
Yeah. It's always like polonia a little bit.
Yeah, there's always like weird bits of gelatin in there. Like, yeah. Who knows what that's going on? It looks like a slice of that that's been fried.
Really?
It honestly does. So people are like trying to say, is this a translation thing? But just saying imported doesn't mean something's high end, does it?
Well, we talked about, must have been months ago now, there was that trend of gym bros eating dog food because it's high in protein. It was helping them with their gains.
That's right.
Maybe this like trend has has moved on and evolved, just not from gym bros, but to like the greater community and even fine dining.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, as much as I'm willing to try new things when I go out to a restaurant, like, oh, I haven't had that before, I don't think I would pick that off a menu.
Right.
As much as I'd be tempted, and by that I mean I wouldn't be, because that sounds awful. What are people doing?
This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
Oh, brilliant, and it's back for your Feel Good Friday.
Come on.
And the prize is oh so spectacular, because we've got a family pass to our New FM's Not So Silent Night. Now, this is amazing. You get the food, the DJ will be there, the jumping castle, all that sort of good stuff usually. Plus, of course, a visit from the big man himself.
Come on.
Then, as a group, we all head over to the Hunter Valley Gardens and go in and get to see the Christmas Light Spectacular for free, which is brilliant. Family pass up for grabs. And it's all thanks to the Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular. On now until January 28. Get your tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au. If you want to play Three of a Kind, call now, 4967-4105. If you haven't heard how this works, we just give you three things, three words, and you just got to figure out, what is the theme between those three things?
All right, do you want an example, Crevo?
Yeah, all right, test me.
All right, if I were to say to you, as a bit of a practice game, remember your name is your buzzer.
Sure.
If I were to say to you, hammer, screwdriver, and ratchet.
Crevo.
Yeah, go on.
Are they tools?
They are tools. Correctamundo.
Bang, I'd get 1 point on the board and that's that little delivering thing would play. Brilliant.
That makes you feel good, doesn't it?
I feel good already for a Feel Good Friday.
Hopefully victorious for a Feel Good Friday. Is Kian, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you.
Third time's the charm. Fingers crossed. You ready to go today?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready
and
got to win.
Yes, oh, right. I love that. Winner's attitude. Very, very good.
And, you know, Newcastle, we love a bit of an underdog story.
Oh,
a rag to riches. But
absolutely.
Someone who's trying to rip that story from us, that narrative, is Chris in Bellbird. Morning, mate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Very well. Got much planned for your weekend?
Nothing yet.
Yeah, that's
mate,
all right.
Just relax. Kick back. That's all good.
A very relaxed attitude from Chris. All right, here we go.
All right, the stage is set. Our two contestants we have met. Let's, of course, test everyone's buzzer before we get into the game. So, Kian, you know what you're doing. You go first.
Kian.
Lovely. Chris, you're next.
Chris.
All right, lovely. Let's do this. It's first of two, best of three. Best of luck to
here
both our contestants. First one I've got for you this morning, guys, is Mountain Dew, Sprite, Fanta.
Chris.
Yeah. Oh, Chris was quickest there.
Soft drink.
Soft drinks is correct.
A little bit of exasperation there from Kian.
It's a frustrating sport.
It is. It is. It's tough, you know. Even the best in the world at different sports have tough times.
All right. It's okay. Maybe this one will get Kian out of her slump because we've got Lush, Sephora, Mecca.
Kian.
Yeah, Kian was quickest there.
Makeup brand.
Makeup. Yeah, yeah, I'll take that. You're right.
Correct.
Well done.
Which means we're back in the Suspensodrome because it's one apiece. Everything to play for. The Hunter Valley Gardens Not So Silent Night, Novo's Not So Silent Night event. Tickets up for grabs.
All right, here we go. For all the chockies, best of luck you two. The last one is Oral-B, Sensodyne, Colgate.
Chris.
Chris was so rapid. Chris, what do you think it is, mate?
He's already buzzed him with toothpaste.
Oh, has he?
Toothpaste.
Yeah, well done, sir.
Which is correct. Now, Kian, you've had three goes, but I really love your a can-do attitude. Do you want to have another go on Monday?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Yes! That's what I like to hear. Newcastle is behind you. Merriweather is behind you. But well done, Chris, today. You've taken away the prize, which, of course, the family pass, New FM's Not So Silent Night. It's at Hunter Valley Gardens, where their Christmas Light Spectacular is on now until January 28. Get your own tickets with money at huntervalleygardens.com.au. Or, of course, win them with us here on New FM.
And, Creamer, just you and I today.
Yeah.
Kathy's off. Sick. I'm kidding. No, she's had a pretty rough week. I say that tongue in cheek. But she did battle through yesterday's show.
Yeah.
And during that time, she told us about how there's all these like free phone booths you can use right through Newcastle and the Hunter to have a direct line, a direct call with the big man, Santa.
Ooh, so, nice.
So you go to these like free phones and you dial like it was like hash ho 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 or whatever it was. Something like, you know, quite.
Google it.
Yeah, topical like that. Anyway, you can talk to Santa. And it got me thinking about the modernisation of Santa over the last couple of years.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Santa obviously keeps with the times. Like, yes, he is very busy man, very busy all year, working away, you know, sorting out the workshop and all the elves and everything else. But he keeps with the times as well. He's a hip man.
Yeah, well, you know, he keeps with the times as much as any boomer does.
That's
you know what it's like. Your parents, they're a bit slower to to come to these technology trends than the rest of the general population.
But they get there eventually.
Well, that's it. So he's finally starting to embrace technology, of course, old St. Nick. Mm-hmm. So I learnt yesterday through our chat that he's actually got an X account, formerly Twitter.
Wow.
Which means, you know, he's available there for, you know, instant messaging.
Yeah, sure.
Which is pretty cool.
If you've got questions or whatever, queries, comments, feedback, that sort of thing.
I've also seen, though, and this is interesting, a bit of modernisation from Santa in Newcastle and the Hunter, because in God's Country this weekend, of course, Mayfield.
Yeah, that's right.
There's the Mayfield Christmas Fair. It's happening this Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, this is hosted by the Mayfield Scouts at their Scout Hall, which is on Ida Street. And they've advertised it with stuff, you know, like live and local performances, food and coffee available, market stalls, game and activity workshops, all the fun stuff. They've also marketed, though, selfies with Santa.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So no longer are you sitting in a corny chair, on three, say, Rudolph, one, two. None of that anymore. You just get your phone, take a selfie.
Lean in with Santa. A bit more, mate. Your beard's getting cut off, all that sort of stuff.
Well, I can just imagine, you know, Santa as well is probably, you know, is this the right button? He's got to take his gloves off to try and work the phone.
Well, I guess maybe you do the phone bit and he just gets in the selfie, you know?
That would be the quickest and most efficient way.
Definitely, because most, you know, otherwise it'd be, oh, I've locked the screen again, all that sort of gear.
With all this modernisation, though, if I'm one of the reindeers, like Dasher or Dancer or something like that,
sure.
I am bricking it. I'd
Why
be testing
that?
The market. You know, well, you know, you never know. Like, you might start delivering toys by drone or...
Oh, yeah, or an electric sleigh, maybe.
Oh, yeah, well, that's it.
Elon Musk is sending all sorts of things around at the moment, isn't he?
Well, that might be on Elon Musk's wish list, you know? I'm just saying that, you know, if I'm one of those reindeers...
You're a bit worried.
I'm a little bit worried.
Although, you know what, though? They've worked pretty hard for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, they'd probably just get to chill out.
They'd also have a pretty good redundancy package, you'd imagine. Severance package.
Oh, absolutely. We've been working a long time. You imagine what their super account looks like. Absolutely amazing.
All right, you know what? Maybe the reindeers are ready for retirement. Maybe this is for the best for them.
Damn!
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
All right, so last night, my wife, Emmy, and I were sitting on the couch watching a bit of telly, and then suddenly my little whippet dog, Molly, jumps off the couch, scoots out through the dog door. You know that sort of panic, frantic pace that dogs go sometimes?
Yeah.
Straight out the back, across the deck, down onto the grass, and then like that. Look at it. I was like, what is this dog?
Full moon or something.
Yeah, what's going on here, right? So I've opened up the back doors onto the deck, walk out there. What is this dog barking at? I look up, right, and there's an owl. A big owl just sitting on top of this post that we have in the backyard, and the owl could not have cared less.
Yeah.
Right? They just do that very calm thing where their head slowly turns around, you know, like very slowly pivots and like vaguely looks at the dog is dancing around on the backyard like we've heated up the ground or something, right?
Well, that's years of evolution, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like ours have learnt over years of evolution that dog, if you hear bow, wow, 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 they actually can't get up.
No, they can't. They can't fly. So there's couldn't be more safe. The dog's absolutely going off. And I was like, oh, how can we calm the dog back down? Oh, offered a treat. Back across the back porch, straight back into the house, no problem.
So funny how dogs can sense it, even from inside. There's an owl outside.
Laying,
you know,
on the couch, and suddenly it just knew straight away. Like you said, evolution getting into both of their brains right there. A funny moment, though. There's been a bit of chat on this show around those like reverse vending machines for the return and earn, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this a little bit in the last couple of weeks. Usually I go to the one at like the Mayfield Woolies. You go there with your cans, you like look around everywhere, grab a shopping trolley and take it over and you put them in one by one. And then it like reels back and then a little 10 cents jumps onto your account and you go, oh,
yeah.
God, this is taking forever. It's hardly worth it. Yesterday, I looked at the massive pile of like milk crates at the side of the house that we have full of the cans and stuff and went, I've got to do this. Just gotten too big, this pile.
Yeah.
So I loaded them up. But luckily, my friend let me know about this place called Newcastle Container Return, right? It's not just your normal one where you just put them in one at a time. You load up all your cans and bottles and stuff like that, right? And you go into this. It's like an industrial version of that.
Right.
So you pull it, you back up your car into the area that's like assigned car parking spots. And then this is where you see all of the people that are really serious about container return.
Okay.
So you've got, for example,
not for amateurs.
Nah, you got like the older couple who have just got a regular car, but every single square inch of it is filled with containers, right? And they're just like, they've driven in, right, with all the containers on the dashboard and everything around surrounding them. They're like in a cave of it. And then you've got like the guy with who's brought a trailer load. Maybe he like works at a pub or something or knows someone that does.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got like the ute. They're the big utes full of like their beer cases, but all the cans have been drunk, you know, right, that sort of thing. Yeah. Anyway, the real serious players are there. And these machines, they're different. They've got like a big spinning like barrel sort of thing, like a sort of centrifuge that's turning and turning, and it delivers the cans onto its own special conveyor belt. And all you got to do is you just grab your bucket or whatever you got of cans, bottles, everything mixed together, you just dump it in, krang-a-dang-a-dang, into the big spinner, and it just sorts it all out. And it's so fast. Honestly, I had 10 crates of cans, 380 bottles, cans, everything. It was like 2 minutes. The whole thing's done.
And what, it sorts it itself? It goes sorts like, it this itself. Is glass, yep. This is aluminium. Like,
and, yeah, and there's all these very like young, cool people working there. And they're like, they spot you, they see you, that machine there, you dump them all in, and then they're just watching. As soon as you're done, they're like running over with a ticket. You take that ticket down, like a deli counter ticket, to this little office, like cash a card, mate, and they just pay you out.
Really?
I got $38. The whole thing took like 5 minutes, and I'm on my way.
Is convenient. Whereabouts is this?
There's one at Carrington. So you're at the back of a little industrial thing, but it's not far away, really, off the main road there.
Yeah.
And it's so quick and easy. Super. Don't be intimidated by, like, all the big players that are there, because I was a bit nervous when I got there. I was like, oh, my God.
Imposter syndrome. Absolutely. I don't belong here.
Yeah. I thought, oh, you know, I'm not ready for this level of container return, but don't be intimidated. Super easy. And yeah, quick cat, at least gave me the cash.
Good for your wallet, good for the environment as well. It's ticking all the boxes, isn't it?
That's it. Only local winners.
But it's not just a normal, regular feel-good Friday. Because, of course, Grevo, it is today Black Friday. So there'll be so many people knocking about doing, like, maybe Chrissy shopping today.
They jump on, like, during the work break or, you know, while they should be working, tippity-tap on the phone and find stuff.
Well, that's it. Or, you know, yeah, I feel like the shops will be very busy. They're open late today as well.
Definitely.
My partner Siobhan works at Charlestown Square.
Yeah.
In this shop called Gorman. They're open till like, 9 o'clock tonight. They're expecting a big, big day.
Trying to make some cash, no doubt.
So, you know, my thoughts are with those who are working in retail today. Going to be very busy.
Yeah.
And ironically, maybe the best way to get over the stress of, you know, what will be a busy day is with a bit of retail therapy yourself, or I find the best way to get through the mundane, monotonous nature of life is to have an exciting holiday to look forward to.
No better way to sort it out, is there?
Now, there are some incredible Black Friday deals on flights that I've seen knocking about.
Okay.
I mean, I've just jumped on the Virgin site, and they've got, from Nui, you can get to Brizzy, $89, Melbourne, whoa, $79.
$79?
Which are some pretty good deals there.
That's a petrol to Sydney and back.
But the deals that have really grabbed my fancy, Craven, I think these will tickle your fancy as well. The international flights.
Don't tempt me.
Now, these are obviously coming out of Sydney, because we don't have many international flights to go from Nui. But how's this? Just remember as well, all these prices are return. So you get there and back for these prices.
Okay, strap in.
You can go Sydney to Denpasar in Bali. God, get away from the rain at the moment.
Yeah.
$579 return.
Are you kidding me? That's wild.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
That's usually the, like, one-way price.
You can get yourself to Fiji. God, some luxury places here. Fiji for $529 return.
Get out.
No, I'm not even kidding. $529 return for Fiji.
That might be the cheapest I've heard, I reckon.
You can also get yourself to Queenstown in New Zealand for $435.
Oh, grab your chili, Ben, bro.
Which is unbelievable. And the other one which I really like as well, which is a bit further away, but you can fly from Cairns to Japan for $629 return.
Oh, my God. Japan's so good. Scott, the Chippy Frappell and I absolutely love it.
Well, I think that's the top of my bucket list of like places I want to see.
You could drive to Cairns and then just jump on that flight. That's so cheap.
Well, like, Cairns is a beautiful bit as well. So you can, like, do your holiday in two parts almost.
Why
like,
not?
Like, explore our backyard first and go look at, you know, Australia's, you know, northeastern region.
Yeah.
And then you can get on a flight and go explore Japan as well.
I mean, do some booking is all I can say, because you get that international flight booked in. The best part, half of the good fun of it, is all the fantasizing about how good the holiday is going to be in the lead up.
It gets you through life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, oh, 6 weeks till my holiday, 5 weeks till my holiday. Oh. That little countdown helps you get through the tough times.
Top tips from Steve and take advantage of Black Friday.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
Oh, let's do this thing. I'm so excited. You feel good Friday, which of course means the return of Clickbait Roulette. You win yourself $100 worth of free meat thanks to our friends at Singo's, where you can ease the cost of living. Check out the great weekly special at Singo's Butchery Broadmeadow today. If you want to play this game, want to get yourself, you know, this free meat, $100 worth if you don't mind as well, 4967-4105 is that magic number. And basically what we do here is it's like everyone's played it before, like two truths and a lie.
Yep.
But instead of like quirky facts about myself, for example, I've got articles that I've seen from news sites.
Yeah.
Now, news is a very loose term. The tabloids count, social media, all that kind of stuff. So two of the article titles I've got in front of me are real. One is fake. Your job, with the help of Crevo, is to try and decipher which is the fake article.
I also don't know. I've got no idea. So we'll be playing together. I'll give you a hand. To head and greeter, we meet James. How are you this morning for your Feel Good Friday?
I'm good, thank you.
Fantastic. Now, you know how this works. Two truths and a lie, except with, you know, your news article titles, if you will. Let's do this thing. Stephen, read us out the article titles.
All right, best of luck to both of you, gentlemen. First article I've got in front of me. Twitch streamer launches beer made with her own essence. That's article number one. Article number two. Freelance co-star Alison Brie exposes John Cena's 20 banana a day addiction plus other weird eating habits. And article number three, oops, Joe Biden mixes up Taylor Swift and Britney Spears during turkey pardoning.
Oh, okay.
So there are three articles.
So we've got the Twitch streamer's beer with an essence. We've got John Cena's banana addiction. And we've also got the Biden's mix-up with Taylor Swift.
Correct.
I guess the first step here, James, is to try and narrow it down 50-50. Which one feels the most real out of those?
I think I actually heard the article about Joe Biden, so I think we can eliminate number three.
Okay, three is out, which means we're down to a Twitch. Let's read them out again.
Yeah, so just to jog your memory, number one, Twitch streamer launches beer made with her own essence. And article number two, freelance co-star Alison Brie exposes John Cena's 20 banana a day addiction plus other weird eating habits.
Now, do you think, I guess, John Cena would eat 20 bananas a day? Or do you think some, you know, Twitch streamer on the internet is putting a bit of, you know, wafting a bit of their essence into a beer? Which one feels more real, I guess? Which one can we, do you think we can eliminate here?
I'm not actually sure. I'm thinking the banana one is maybe the more unreal.
Yeah, right.
Because I know that people do weird stuff
on the internet.
I'm thinking that if somebody's putting, so what was what are they putting into the perfume stuff?
It's into their beer. They're putting their essence.
It says their own essence. Her own essence is the title.
Like maybe she like run a cloth across her forehead and then squeeze it into the vat or something. Maybe, you know, wring it out.
I think that wouldn't get through the therapeutic goods and whatever it is. So I'm thinking it won't get past that.
Yeah.
So I'll go to add that one, please.
The Twitch beer as being the fake article. All right, I'm going to create a bit of suspense here as we get ready to find out. All right, do we have a winner out at Head and Greta this morning in James?
Well, I can reveal to you, James, that you were right. Joe Biden did mix up Taylor Swift and Britney Spears. You did see that article.
Okay.
But unfortunately, Twitch streamer launches beer with her own essence was also a real article.
Oh,
the fake
no.
one was the John Cena article.
Oh, no. Well, you had me fooled as well. Thanks for playing, though. Unfortunately, you win nothing.
And, of course, you'll get more chances to win free meat thanks to Singo's next week. You can fill your fridge, freezer and bell. This is a great weekly special down at Singo's Butchery Broadmeadow. Cat the way today as well at the moment, but make sure you do not fret. We've got all your weekend activities sorted now with the Novo's Weekend Guide.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, Scott, Propel has jumped in, our favourite producer in absence of Kath. What's happening this weekend, man?
We are inundated with good music this weekend.
Oh, brilliant. Lovely.
Inundated. Thirsty Mercs in town, Shoal Bay Country Club. They're playing tonight.
Lovely.
The Novos, you did an interview with Ray Thistlethwaite earlier this week.
Yes,
catch
they
up
did.
On the podcast. Make sure you listen to that.
Or you can get like a big unedited version on the website as
beautiful.
Well. That's available.
You're a big
UFM.com.au.
Thistlethwaite fan, get in amongst it.
Say that 10 times quick.
There's some juicy extras.
You wouldn't be able. That's a challenge for you, Craver.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
The Doors are live. So the number one tribute band to the Doors, they're playing tonight at the Civic. Now this is not a concert. This is an experience. I'm told.
Right.
What does that mean?
I guess that it's not going to be mosh pits and booze flying everywhere. It's going to be a civilized musical experience.
Like a seated venue.
Well,
maybe.
I'm not sure. Potentially. It is happening at the Civic. You can get your tickets online. Now, Sunday, this is cool. Bands in the Park, free live music event. It's happening in Lake Macquarie. You can go online and check it out with community bands and brass performances.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Now,
so that's,
I like a bit of brass.
Mm. I love an orchestra, like in a park setting like that. I feel like the sound is so big.
Yeah.
Nature has some really cool amphitheaters, I guess, little hills and stuff like
nice
that.
Nice one.
Sound resonates so well.
Hopefully the weather, it's meant to be raining over the weekend. Hopefully we get some good weather. Take a picnic, get the fam, go and listen to some good live music. How good would that be?
Unbelievable.
Lots of markets happening this weekend. Sunday evening, markets on Fern, that's from 4 to 7. The Aussie Night Markets in South Maitland, they're on tonight and tomorrow night.
Beautiful.
Fun little thing that I saw that's happening tomorrow, the Newcastle T-shirt show.
What even is that?
So you could design and make your own T-shirt and then put it in the sale. And then tomorrow, you go and buy them. And
really?
So people go and make their shirts and people make their own shirts. You go and buy them. Perfect Christmas gift, little stocking stuffer. And all money raised goes to charity. So it is a great fundraiser.
Really unbelievable.
So they're locally made, unique tees, all happening on Clyde Street. Once again, jump online, go check out the details. Mayfield Christmas Fair happening this Sunday. How cool is that going to be?
It's going to be wicked, yeah.
Oh, the lead up to Christmas, the Christmas events are going to just go off.
This is the one you were talking about that has the Santa selfies too, right?
Yeah, get the selfie stick out, photo with the big man. That's exciting, guys.
Huge, huge news. And photo with the big man. That's exactly what you want. And if you're the dog lovers right across the Hunter Valley, Dogs in the Park, it's happening this Sunday. It is free. There's going to be dog ball pits, prizes for best dress, as well as trick competitions, food and drink, all the sorts. It's going to be a great day.
Don't forget as well, F3 Derby on tomorrow.
And the F3 Derby.
Jets travelling to the Central Coast.
Nice.
The Novos. The Novos. Feel good Friday.
So yesterday evening, I was getting ready, gearing up to head to Newcastle Basketball Stadium.
Oh, for your
Thursday
big game.
Night basketball game.
Yeah,
yes.
Fantastic.
So, I've packed my bag, got shoes in there, my uniform, my basketball, all my bits and bobs ready to go.
Do you have to bring your own basketball?
Well, I like to do it for a warm-up.
Oh,
I provide one for the game.
Oh, good.
I like to have a little bit of a practice before I actually start, get a feel for the game and all that kind of gear. So I've got my bag, I'm excited, filled with, excitement for the game. I step out and my driveway is flooded.
What?
And I'm thinking it must have absolutely bucketed down yesterday, arvo. And it did rain a little bit, but not that much.
No.
What I'd done is I grabbed the hose to try and clean out the bins. Wednesday night's bin day, so there was empty bins. I thought, perfect chance. They probably need a bit of a clean.
Yeah, hose
so,
out.
Yeah, gave him a hose out. And what I'd done is forgot to turn off the tap at the wall, and it had blown up everywhere. There was water all over the driveway, all through everything, hey. Lucky, like, no damage to the house or anything like that.
Boy, you got off easy there.
But I was, like, tiptoeing through, and I think I need to buy a new connector.
Obviously.
Blown off the tap.
Well, luckily, you probably know what aisle it is in Bunnings from working there all those years. You'll be able to go straight there.
It'll be so quick. Don't you worry about it. Like, the click of a finger.
I'm excited for that. A bit of a more serious topic we're tackling here, asking the question, should parents ask consent before posting photos of their kids online?
Oh, please.
Well, this is it's a question that's being asked and is in a bunch of different news stories and the media at the moment. You might have seen it on the telly, that sort of thing, because I guess a lot of people are now getting to that age where they, you know, those photos are coming back to haunt them. Like the young people that were first online, like their parents, you know, those photos now of, you know, it could be something a bit embarrassing, like mentioned or taken pictures of, and you don't want that on the internet.
It's that, like, guinea pig generation, I suppose, is coming of age.
That's right.
Before this generation, the new crop that's coming through now into the workforce,
yep.
It wasn't really available. It wasn't a problem that parents, you know, had to deal with because there was no means for them to get these photos online and share them so easily and accessibly.
Yeah, and when I think back to, like, my mum has pictures of me that are quite embarrassing, you know. So, for example, me with, I don't know, chocolate cake all over my face.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that photo exists. Or me covered in mud with very little clothes on, or that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, at least I know that's safe in a photo album, not out there on the internet, because that would actually scare me. I wouldn't want that out there on the internet. I don't like the vibe of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I think as well. And I actually am of that generation as well. I remember, you know, mum with, like, the iPhone 3 back in the day, taking photos, sharing them on the Facebook and stuff like that. And, I mean, this week as well, we've got in studio with us, like, in work experience, Ebony's here.
Mm.
We were chatting behind the scenes as well. She was saying, her mum's posted so many embarrassing photos of her online as well.
Yeah.
And when you're on the receiving end of that, and you're the one that has to deal with the repercussions, i.e., I mean, kids are savage and school is a jungle.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I wish my mum didn't post that sort of stuff.
Okay, just reflecting on it, though, my mum did show those photos, even with an album, to friends, family, all that stuff.
So you think all's fair in love and war?
I think if you are a parent, you can't help it. You can't help. And like, so what if your kid's, like, they're in a little bit of an embarrassing situation, whatever. I think overall, it's a parent's right to embarrass their kids a little bit.
It's coming from parents who haven't had that done to them, though, as well. I would never do it to my future kids because I'm the one who's had to receive that, who's been bullied at school for them, you know?
Well, I guess this is the debate. 4967-4105. Do you think parents should ask their kids before, like, putting photos of them online? So if they parents taking a funny photo of the kid, say, like, cake all over their face, think they should have to go, "Hey, little Timmy, do you think, can I put that photo on my Facebook?" As a parent, you're feeding them, you're clothing them, you don't have to ask them to put up a picture like that. Just put it up, it's fine.
I think you should, but clearly we're split in studio. So 4967-4105 is our magic number. Call the show, get involved, and of course, everyone on the show today, if you feel good Friday, off to the movies on us.
Yeah, and you and I are not parents, so I think we could use the advice here, and we just want to get Newcastle's temperature on it.
All right, we'll head to Beresfield. Rachel, what are your thoughts on this?
How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Very well. Good. Tell us, what are you thinking about this consent issue?
Well, I don't know. I must be still old school, I think, because I don't post anything of my daughter on Facebook. Nothing.
Now, is that because you're worried about embarrassing her, or, like, what's the motive behind not posting?
No, it's because there are a lot of really scumbag people out there that hack into computers and hack into profiles and, you know, try and pretend to be someone that they're not, and I just think it's not safe. I won't post anything of my daughter on Facebook.
Yeah, well, it is a scary world out there, and that's an angle that you and I didn't even think of.
Yeah.
Safety issue around that.
I mean, yeah, even if you sort of put your profile on private or whatever, there's still a chance somebody could sneak through the net, isn't it?
All right, we're running out of time, but let's quickly get to another call. We'll go to Edgeworth. Morning, Liz. What are your thoughts on this?
Look,
Where are our rights really as parents? When do we stop showing, you know, our kids to friends and families and stuff like that? Yes, I totally get, you know, certain pictures, definitely, like pictures of the bath and things like that.
Yeah,
definitely not. But, you know, where do you draw the line, really?
Yeah, good question. I mean, like I said, you know, a little kid that you've taken to the Jets game or something like that, and you guys are all there as a happy family, sure, you can put that on Facebook, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly right.
Well, I think what it comes down to is a little bit of nuance, right?
It's a picture-by-picture situation, debate, isn't it?
Yeah, if you think... What you should probably think is, if this could be potentially some weirdo might be, you know, trying to look at it or something, maybe leave that one off. But a couple of family photos, come on.
The real way you should determine it is, if it was the photo of you, would you want it online? That's the easiest way to do it. If it was you in that picture rather than your kids, and you'd be happy with that, then I think fire away, post away.
Wise words from Stephen at New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
All right, Scott, what have you got for us? Let's get into it.
Beyonce. Big yes. news.
Queen B.
Queen B, and the Beehive is in overdrive today. Twitter's going off. She's trending number one. Beyonce wishes everybody a happy Thanksgiving. That's lovely. Boom. Drops a trailer, the first trailer for her Renaissance movie.
Really?
On Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Now, are you like a little bit angry that she's copying Taylor Swift?
Oh, 100%. Look. The whole thing with the copying Taylor Swift is a money-making machine. There's going to be money to be made, so kudos to both of them for doing it. They can't get nominated for any Oscars or anything. They're not allowed to. Like, that's part of the thing. So right. They're doing it purely as a publicity thing, and it's good for your brand. Go for your life.
Yeah.
Do you think it's purely as a publicity thing, or do you think it's actually for fans who couldn't get tickets to the concert?
No, publicity.
100%. Interesting. See, 100%. It's like you respect the hustle,
mm-hmm.
but also...
So cynical about the motives.
And upset that Taylor Swift's been copied.
Yeah, put it this way. If we did it for the fans, the movie would be free. They'd put the movie on YouTube.
Well, that is true.
That's a good point,
you
I suppose.
You can't say that there's not a platform to watch full-length feature films anymore.
That is true.
Yeah. Well, you've checkmated me.
Checkmate, there we go. Yeah, look, the Macy's Holiday Parade, our big, big thing over in the US for Thanksgiving. Even Cher did a performance. Like, heaps going on.
This is the one where they have all those hot air balloons going through the middle of New York City, isn't it?
I have seen pictures
of
this.
Yeah. Yeah,
massive, massive big thing over there. Yeah. So Thanksgiving, whole thing, fantastic. Speaking of big celebrity news, Robin Williams unfortunately passed away in 2014. Very, very missed. It's come out and about that apparently Robin Williams
yeah.
improvised an absolute ton when it came to Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, this is interesting, because that's such an iconic movie,
yeah.
right?
Well, I've seen in the rumour mill, I'm not sure if you've seen this, Scott, a potential documentary
yes.
about the making of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, so sources are saying there is 2 million feet of film reel.
Really?
That has been recorded of Robin Williams just going off script.
Wow.
And so it's sitting, they've got over 900, close to 1,000, I'm reading, close to 1,000 reels of film
wow.
in a box, in a warehouse, ready to be sorted through for a documentary to potentially be made.
That I'll put it out there. I think if they made that documentary, it may make more money than the original movie.
Oh, absolutely.
Because well, there's such a fascination with him, and he's such a comedic genius, and so much of this, you know, work has been done.
Well, that's it. That's what I was going to say. People often want to study the brains of geniuses, and he's undoubtedly genius, just in the comedy field.
Yeah.
Like, the way his mind works, and those neurons fire, and the way he finds those jokes is something that's, you know, to be admired. So I think, yeah, if you can get an insight into how that all works and his process,
yep.
I'd be first in line to go watch this.
Huge. A lot to learn. Look, again, not confirmed yet, but all this footage apparently just sitting there. Could be some big movies coming out.
That will definitely be a documentary, no doubt.
And it's T-minus, what do we got? An hour 45-ish. Taylor Swift tickets, the official resale. Ticketek. You got fridges, microwaves, freezers, phones, laptops, whatever. Connect them to the internet. Get these tickets. Just do it. Whatever you can. The last chance you can get tickets. Officially.
Best of luck, Chip.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed you get tickets. Thanks so much. We'll let you go and try and get ready and start joining the queue. And of course, this is the place to get all your goss every morning here on New FM. Massive game Saturday. And I mean, it is the F3 Derby. Jets taking on the Central Coast Mariners.
Come the Jets.
Now, for those that want to go there, I've got an exciting way that you can be involved in all the atmosphere, right?
Okay.
So, Terrace Novocastria, who are like the, I guess, the fan group, the tragics, for lack of a better word.
No, come on.
Diehard Jets supporters. Every, like, away day to Central Coast, they put on, like, a little bit of a tour, if you want. We take over Gosford.
I love that.
So exciting. Last year, I went and joined in, and there's flares going around. People are honking you. Honestly, you're taking up the streets of Gosford. It's
brilliant.
So fun. So what they've done is they've put together a couple suggestions for people who want to partake in this kind of march that Terra Novocastria are doing. So details for everyone. I'll read them online. Read them out on air, if you want to get involved. Basically, what they're doing is they're starting at midday from Rippitt Gulf in Broadmeadows. They're starting to get lubricated a bit early, I suppose.
Nice.
From there, they're catching the train at Broadmeadow, 1:49 p.m., right? So then if you want to join them after that, you can jump on at Adamstown 152, Katara 154, Cardiff 159, etc., all the way through. That gets you to Gosford at 3:05. If you're already at Gosford, the team will be at Gosford Hotel, 3:10.
Lovely.
So that's where you want to be before we march to the stadium at 4:40 for a 5:30 kickoff. So a couple options, because I know people, you know, are busy and they can't maybe dedicate a whole day to, you know, this away day fixture. If you want to come just for the march, you can leave interchange at 2:53, you know, and Hamilton 4 minutes after that, Broadmeadow 4:05, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That gets you to Gosford at 4:06. In time for the march at 4:40, of course.
That's perfect as well. Another good option.
Or if you just want to get there for the game, you don't want to be involved in all this, but you still want to support the boys, don't worry, I've got you sorted. 3:43 is your train from interchange. Same story. 4 minutes, you know, next station, et cetera, et cetera.
And the good thing about joining these particular trains is there'll be all the people in the Jets gear. So you'll be there. Everyone will have the scarves, the hats, everything ready to go. And it's just like increases the vibe, right?
Exactly. You're right. So that 3:43 train gets you to Gosford at 5:06 ahead of a 5:30 kickoff. And I'm telling you now, that train trip is so much quicker with everyone chanting and singing and like getting really excited for what is my favourite fixture of the year. So if you want to support the boys, get down to Gosford this weekend. There are a couple options for you. By suggestion, though, get to Rippitt nice and early, enjoy all the festivities, and enjoy the march, because it is the funnest part of the day, I think.
Excellent stuff. Thanks for that. Get involved. Support the Jets this weekend.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And if you looked outside, you wouldn't be able to tell, but summer is rapidly approaching, right?
It's supposed to be here officially.
Yeah. So as we get towards this warmer weather, I've got some exciting news, right? RE, the Newcastle Ocean Baths. So this is a saga that's been going on for easily 12 months now, right?
It feels like since prehistoric time this saga's been going on.
So I've got news for you, good news as well. Pumps are in and will be commissioned very soon. And also, I mean, depending on the weather, and hopefully Mother Nature is nice to us, we're looking at an opening date of the 5th of December 2023. So we're only talking a couple of weeks away.
That is amazing.
So this has come from a post on Friends of Newcastle Ocean Bath. Now, they have stressed that this is weather dependent.
Okay, you know? Okay.
So if there's real rubbish weather, that obviously causes delays in the process.
Yeah.
But at this stage, they've penciled in the 15th of December as the opening date finally for the Newcastle Ocean Baths.
It seems like it's been going on since like the Mesozoic era, this thing. But at least, the end is in sight and finally people can get back to using what is really an icon of Newcastle.
And it'll relieve pressure on like Merriweather Ocean Bath as well, because I remember last summer you couldn't get a park there for trying.
Exactly, because everyone just wants to get their bathing time in.
All
you
right,
know?
So one more time, write it in your calendar, 15th of December. That is the penciled in date. Fingers crossed Mother Nature is nice to us and we can have a swim and enjoy Newcastle Ocean Bath then.
Here's a bit of great news. And we've brought Scott the Chippy Frappell in for this next bit as well, because feel like it might be something up your alley, Scott.
Oh, okay.
So the ABC, they're offering this new job. They've got 4 contracts up for grabs, actually. You will have to duck down the M1 to Sydney for this job, though, because you can make up to $114,000 a year just for doing TikTok videos.
What?
So all you, the eligibility criteria, there is one criteria, is that you need to have at least 10,000 followers on TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube.
Right, okay.
So you can have okay. 10,000 on any of those, and you're eligible.
Okay, my first question, yep. Do we know what kind of content you'll need to be posting slash producing? Is there any kind of hints on this?
There is
none.
Imagine
it'll be like promotional type stuff.
Yeah, just like showing, you know, oh, this is what we, I don't know, I actually have no idea. It can be anything about the ABC or what they do or anything, really. Mm. If you've got the 10,000 followers, you're ahead of the curve and you'll be telling them what to post.
Yeah, that is true.
But the ABC also have so many mediums, like, in every medium you can imagine.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have a shortage of content that they can make.
That is absolutely right. Now, Scott the Chippy Frappell, you are perhaps amongst the team our most prolific social media star.
I am. Certainly an aspiring TikTok star.
Yes.
Now,
a male model.
Do you know roughly kind of what your follower numbers are like?
Can say keep
on
track.
Insta or on TikTok?
On Instagram, it can always go up at Frapples and Oranges.
Selfless, shameless plug.
Very shameless. It's probably sitting at about 730 on Instagram.
Okay.
Which is that's, modest. Yeah, modest.
That's, no, that's good, okay. Man.
And then TikTok, I reckon, low 80s.
Low 80s.
What is that even? You mean, so less than 85?
Yep.
Okay, well, I've got to get there.
You've shamelessly plugged the Insta. What's the TikTok?
Oh, at Frapple Pie.
At Frapple Pie.
If right. You've often wondered, oh, what does the male model look like and all that, this is your chance. Get on there.
I've been doing my bit. I've been liking your TikToks and commenting on them and trying to, you know, get the algorithm going and get you, you know.
Juiced up. As an Apple man.
Now, obviously, we're not trying to get rid of you.
See, that's what I'm thinking. This is a bit of an intervention.
No, because we love you working here and we love keeping you around.
You ever considered a career change, Scott?
No, we're not giving you that nudge at all. But I think this is something that you would thrive in. So we're only about 9,000 and high 30s. 9,900 and high 30s away.
Yep. from getting Scott this job. Obviously, a little bit time still until the application's closed. So, if you have a TikTok account, please follow. What is it again?
At Frapple Pie.
There you go. Because we'd love, you know, you at least to be more popular on there at a minimum, right?
Oh, look, the TikToks that I'm pumping out at the moment, they're a solid 2 out of 10, so go and like them.
Okay, so where do people who actually do have a prolific following, where do they have to go to apply?
Just Google like ABC job TikTok,
you've
right?
You've got Google. Yeah, if you've got 10,000 followers, you know how to use the internet.
Exactly right. Good luck. Like I said, there's 4 jobs up for grabs and up to 114 grand a year, which is not too bad if you're, you know, just nipping about on TikTok doing a couple of videos. Good luck, all you Novocastrians out there. Hopefully you can get the cash. We're pretty much done for today. What are you up to over the weekend, Stephen?
I'm fingers crossed, depending I've got all my chores done and all that, you know, ticked off. I'm hoping to get the train to Gosford for the Central Coast game. Get their 3 derby against Central Coast Mariners, of course. I'm hoping to join the march with Terrace Novocastria and do a little bit of a pub crawl and stuff like that.
Lovely.
I did it last year. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Even though that game was unfortunately rained out last year, so I didn't even get to watch the game. Still had such a fun day. So fingers crossed, if weather permits and I've done all my chores and I'm a good boy, I'll be allowed to go to the Central Coast for the game. That's my tentative plans.
Lovely. I'm going away for the weekend.
Lovely.
Visit the family on tonight, actually. And then tomorrow, the next day, we'll go down to Sydney. And it's going to be fantastic. Where you can catch up with friends and all that sort of stuff.
A little bit of a staycay, hey?
Exactly. That'll be great.
And hey, make sure you stick around right throughout the day for the rest of your Feel Good Friday, because we've got more passes to New FM's Not So Silent Night. Yep. Win them with Scott Chippy Frappell right throughout your work day. Also got passes is Joel for your 100% live and local drive home.
Yeah, and One True Loves as well, our exclusive movie preview. Everyone wants these, and we've got them throughout the day as well, so fantastic.
Only local winners here on New FM. Make sure you stick around. Fingers crossed, Kath is feeling better and back on Monday.
Indeed.
Hope everyone has a great weekend and we'll chat to you then.
See ya.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.